The Hook Show, number 11, for March 27th, 2006.
The Hook Show! Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to the show. That intro just really gets me going. And make sure you check out the website, hookshow.blogspot.com, and you can subscribe to the feed over there. You can also check out the show notes from each of the shows. And to contact us, you can call us up at 1-206-600-HOOK. And to email me, you can email me at hookshowplusdan@gmail.com. And today on the Hook Show, I'm going to be talking about what happened this week. There's a lot of things that was going on this week for me. And plus, I'm going to tell you about a new tech goodie. And actually, that's probably why I was delayed the most, because I was playing with that for quite a while. And sometimes with some new tech things, you just kind of get immersed into that, and you don't realize how much time you're actually spending, and then you're like, oh, I should probably put out a show, but yeah, kind of forget about that. But, and then we're going to follow up with a Podcast MN conversation that we had on the 9th, and it basically involves the conversation of the rights and the usage of music and actually sound clips within your podcast. So you might find that really entertaining. That was with Garrick and Johnny B.
The Hook Show. Arrgh. I'm a pirate. Yarrgh.
Basically, going on this week, the major thing was that my baby got really sick, and we gave her a new medication, a new antibiotic for ear infection, but one of the big side effects for that was that she had vomiting, and she profusely vomited for several days and pretty much on an hourly basis. So it really put a damper on trying to put a podcast out, because we had to rewash everything and take several baths and all that kind of fun stuff. Along with my wife, I just decided to do a career change, and so that she could actually stay home with the baby, because she's feeling she's missing out on a lot when she's going to daycare. And another thing that I did last Sunday that was really interesting was, over at our church, we had a workshop for all the different tech departments. So we had kind of a 101 on how some of the different equipment works. We had one of these churches where we have an audio area, we have a lighting area, and we also have a video screen area. So they basically were going through the whole group of us and anyone that was actually interested at the time to find out the 101, the basics of the different tech that's available at the church there. So it was pretty neat. And coming up, actually on Saturday, we had the uplifter.org meetup, and I recorded a few things for that. And coming up on the next Hook Show, I'm going to use some of the audio from that. So make sure you check that out.
The knowledge, it fills me. It is neat.
And now, I'll tell you about some of the new tech stuff that I got. I got a pair of the ear thumps. They're basically those inner ear earbuds that you get. But the thing that I find that's really neat about this is a new product from Griffin. And they're only about $20. And they're like one of the coolest things I think ever. Just for the price and what it entails. It's one of these that has the inserts, and it actually came with three different sizes and actually a little carrying case. And to get like a similar product most anywhere else, you're thinking at least $40-$50, but this was only about $20. So check those out, and I got a link in the show notes. And probably the big thing that was spending a lot of my time was that I got some new accessories for my phone. The one that I was the most excited about was one of these data connectivity kits. And I actually went online and found a couple of these different forum boards where they're like, this is how you can mod your phone in different ways and get different screens on there and actually hacking your phone in different ways. So it was kind of neat, and I kind of screwed it up a few times. I had to redo a few things on my phone. But it's actually pretty neat. I have a Motorola V551. You can check out some different links in the show notes, of course. And coming up, I think tomorrow, I'm going to be getting one of those Bluetooth headsets. So I want to see how that works and how good of sound quality I can get from that. And just explore that tech aspect of things. But coming up in just a second here, we're going to have the Podcast MN meetup, some of the audio from that. And we actually had a good conversation with Johnny B. You know, he does mostly Trivial. And actually, about three quarters in, Garrick Van Buren from the First Crack podcast actually walked in, and he had a few little bits that he had to say about that. So enjoy Podcast MN, the clips from that. Enjoy, and talk to you next week.
This independent content producer of free audio or video files distributed online is part of a non-commercial community located geographically in the 32nd state of the United States. PodcastMN.org.
I didn't actually have time to edit the audio from the last conversation we had from last month.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Except for I had, like, halfway through the conversation, the recorder quit. I think I... You know how you just brush up against something, and I think I stopped it because I didn't have it on hold.
Oh, do you have a hold button on it?
Yeah, there's a hold button on it, but if you don't do it, then
right.
If you brush up against it, oh, you press the button, and...
And the most important thing, I get... Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so I have, like, a first part of a conversation, but what I do, like, with this is I'll just run it for the couple of hours that I'm here, and then... listening to through that again and edit out the better parts.
Yeah, that's the time consuming part, right? I can imagine. Well, I use Sound Studio for my editing. You know, it was freeware for a while, or shareware, and I finally bought it like a couple years ago. Because you can see the bandwidth. You can do the copy, paste, copy new,
yeah.
Name, save as AIF or whatever. So if I get some, I capture something off of MP3, I'll use Audio Hijack and record that audio, and I like someone saying, well, that's crazy, and I love that, and I'll copy it, and I'll audio hijack that one part,
yeah.
Bring it into Sound Studio and edit it just right, and then save it as in my vocal files for my drops on my show. So next time when somebody goes, and he died in 1959, I didn't know that. It's like, cool, new voice, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, there's actually a cartoon that I really was into for a while that a lot of people have already clipped out different real weird sounds, similar to the different drops and stuff.
A cartoon piece?
It was a cartoon that was only available on Nickelodeon for a short while, but it was one of these things. I followed the artist while he was actually in comic book things, and then he actually produced a show for Nickelodeon, which was actually out of his character. Because his previous comics were morbid, and then now he's like, oh, I'm producing a show for Nickelodeon.
Yeah, like Dog Cat or whatever.
No, it's actually Invader Zim was the name of it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was really cool. That was like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah.
My friend who had a son said, you got to check out this.
But a lot of the different sound clips that they have, people have already cut those, and every once in a while you just like playing those, but I was thinking about just throwing those into a couple of my podcasts, you know.
Well, you should. That's cool. That's the tough thing about that, though, and I'm worried because there's no licensing fee, but I even heard just recently that you can't, if that person, if you can recognize Humphrey Bogart or Ren and Stimpy from your sound drops, that's infringement just as much as a pod, non-pod safe song.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, hell. Because I thought, God, I use that all the time. I just grab something from a movie or...
Rev Tim has used a clip from Dexter's Laboratory, okay. Like, all the time. And he's been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if he's signed up with Podshow or not, but fairly prolific podcaster, a fairly well-known name.
So he hasn't got busted on that one?
Not to my knowledge.
We're talking about soundbites being just as much legal as a song that's not PodSafe. I just got somebody told me that, you know, you got to be careful. If someone recognizes that's Humphrey Bogart or Ren and Stimpy. You're just seeing Rev Tim uses Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah.
And he's not getting busted. But he's not with PodShow, though, is he? We don't know, though.
Not to my knowledge, but I know that he's for quite a while and he's fairly well known for what he does. So, I mean, if anyone
knows. He doesn't have a sponsor, though, does he? Besides, if he's not with PodShow.
Yeah, I'm not sure at this point, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it just felt weird, like, damn, because I'm just thinking you could use soundbites from a show. Adam Curry used that. That music quiz guy, Jan Paletz.
Yeah.
Because it said if you can recognize a song, that's infringement. If it's 1 second, you go, rabbit! Oh, that's Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's like, oh, I have.
And since, you know, Adam Curry was a DJ for quite a while, it's automatic for him for a lot of that, so he can recognize songs within 5 seconds.
Right. And his listenership, I think that's why they probably busted him on. Well, they busted Adam, not Jan Paulette. Because I emailed Jan Paulette and I said, how are you doing with your stuff? Can you still do your show? And he said, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore.
It's a freaking up copyright law. Because we can quote literature, provide a reference. But the laws around quoting music are always, they don't exist.
It's so weird, though.
Quoting is infringement.
Like, what are you going to do with that 1 second so you recognize it? So what? Yeah. It's not like I'm going to record that.
Right. And, well, I think the argument is, the way I see this, if you can use it and you're using it for a specific purpose, you're probably using it because of what it means. Because then you can recognize it, right? Because of all that stuff behind it. And because of all that stuff behind it, any blip is any blip. But if a blip can be more than, right, it can signal other things. It can, that's why we're in the sound, right? And if you're using somebody else's blip for a purpose that's recognizable to them, then, it's fucked
up. Entertainment or money. I mean, if you're making money on your podcast, I can see why. But if you're just, that's the big controversy.
I agree. In my mind, if you credit the source, it's marketing.
If you credit it, I mean, if you say that's what it was, that's bad. I mean, you say that the blips I used today were this, and then.
Yeah, here's where you get down, blah, 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 here's, If you do that, then in my mind it's marketing, but I'm no IP player.
No.
Yeah.
So I do that, I go, the music I talked over was, that could be, you know, David Bowie and Thomas Dolby, but I talked over the whole damn thing. I'm like, what are you going to do with it, you know? I might get busted one day, but.
But the thing, like, with your show is you're creating that atmosphere, and it just happens that people recognize, you know, Blinding Me with Science, and you're talking about science.
Right.
So it's creating, like, the atmosphere with that.
Yeah, I'm not saying, okay, next.
I think my position on that is use somebody else for that. Give somebody else the credit, the publicity that you hold, rather than a song that everybody already knows and recognizes. Is that removes the problem and helps somebody else out.
Yeah.
Right. So do a local group that does a song about, I'm a mad scientist.
Right.
Or
something like, you know, pick any one of Jonathan Colton's songs, right? Because that's all he does is like equations and science and scientific principles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might be, and he's all like, do what you want with it.
Mr. Science? What is that?
Jonathan Colton. So that's my position.
You're right. You don't need to use it.
Yeah. And I think if anything, so one, if my position is the record companies say, no, we're not going to allow you to use this in this way, fine. And we won't do free marketing for your stuff.
Right? Yeah.
And I think that, so that one, you know, totally removes that entire library, that they built, that they created. It takes it totally off the table. What I did then do is find the people that want to be helped by this meeting that we're working on and give them the support and bring them up. And eventually, you do enough of that, and you don't even care that you don't even know what you're missing out on.
That's a good point. It's just finding the good, it's working through that pod. Because most pod, say, music, pretty boring to me. I'm not like, oh, hey, it's pod safe song. It's a pretty lame song.
The one thing about that is finding it.
Right.
And like when you type in science music or something associated with that into a place like Google, top hits would probably be things like Thomas Dolby, and then maybe on page 10 you might find Jonathan Coulton.
Right. What you've identified there is a different problem.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's basically the widespread use of the RIAA songs. And I know there's different views on the whole PodSafe Music Network, but the one thing that is actually kind of going for it is they're trying to make it easier for people to find independent artists associated with things.
All hail the king, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're rebuilding the same thing that we just said we have no need for. That's causing all the middleman is the one that's causing all the problems, and all they're doing is creating another middleman, right? So whether it's which is part of the reason why I have to refer, pop forward to the Acadia, right? Everyone that plays at the Acadia signs a release that says this is original music. We own the rights to it. We're giving you the rights to play it in here. We're giving you the rights to podcast it.
Yeah.
Right. Right there. Pick any, and most of the people have websites with music on them already on the websites.
But it's the whole point of finding it. Like with,
what we're saying is Google may not be the right, or that specific search query may not be the right one in Google to get out what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right? There may be other ways to find it.
Yeah, it's just basically, it's kind of the point of like with Johnny B. He'll have like a theme, and he's like, I want a bed for this theme.
Okay.
How can I find science music? Because that's what we're using as our example. Quickly, because I have all my other information, I want to produce this fairly quickly.
Right.
You can go through all the Acadia stuff, but how can you find out which ones would associate it with your theme that you're trying to go for as your atmosphere?
Now, here's the. Compare the amount of time it would take to do that with putting together a handful of science and technology-related loops in GarageBand. Right? It's probably about the same amount of time.
Oh, do your own little
thing. Do your own damn thing.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want with it, and you know how to do it.
Actually, I listened to a podcast, and they have this thing called a MAD player.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but it was something that was created a couple of years ago. And the idea behind it is it will randomly create music on the spot.
Okay.
Just, and you figure out, okay, I want something that's funky, a theme or whatever.
Right.
And on the spot, it will just randomly create a beat, randomly create a song. Like I listened to the Overnight Escape, and that's what he uses as his bed, is this MAD player. And it's constantly creating new music, so he doesn't have to worry about copyright infringements, because he's like, oh, I just want to listen to something different for my bed. Let's do something. And then he just click, 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 and then he has something else playing. But it's completely random on the spot.
That's cool, actually.
So there's no copyright infringements at all, because that was created right then.
Nice.
And that's just bed. That's what it's...
Is
created
it, is
for
it streaming, or is it creating an MP3?
It's a box, and he just plugs it into his board. It runs off of batteries, because every once in a while he references, "Oh, it's out of batteries," and he has to change it like on the air.
Oh, interesting.
So, but they don't create them anymore. That's the thing. It was somewhat popular a while back, and then now they just stopped creating them, and it's harder to find these. They're called Mad Players, and it just, you figure out what kind of theme you want for the music, and then it'll just kind of create one along that kind of beat line.
Right. Oh, they should bring them back, I guess.
It yeah.
Be really popular.
And then he's also got the whole MIDI files from Ragtime, because that's public domain right now, and he'll put it through this other converter where he makes it steel drums, so you have steel drum Ragtime. It sounds really cool.
It sounds great, actually.
Yeah. So you have like the whole MIDI file behind the Ragtime, and you just plug it in. Oh, the instrument, steel drum. And he prefers that more than the piano.
Ragtime. Why not? Well, it's very musical. It's very percussive.
Yeah. Goodbye!